Hey everybody, this is Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and yesterday, not too bad. Soccer and their daggone ties, hurt me. I don't know any other way to say it. I just don't understand how you can have a tie. But we went 1-3 in MLS soccer yesterday because both games ended in ties. Just, it blows my mind that one game ends 1-1 and the other game ends 2-2. Why do they not just keep kicking the ball at the goalie until it goes in? And then the other team gets a shot. You get 10 shots, and then another team gets 10 shots, and then you get 10 shots, and they get 10 shots. And you go until somebody wins. We did okay in baseball. We went 10-7, so that definitely was better than what we have been doing. So I was excited about that. I was disappointed that the Toronto, Baltimore, and the Pittsburgh Mets game were both postponed. And then, of course, we went 2-0 in our picks in the NBA Finals. I told you guys that Phoenix wasn't playing, and that if Milwaukee did not change their defense up and pretty much take care of things, they were going to lose. I also told you that they were going to be trying to push the ball up the floor, and we went over. So Phoenix is 2-0 going to Milwaukee. If they win a game up there and take, a game on their home court, it's over. I mean, it is. It may be over now. So, you guys will not believe this. For the week, we're going into Friday now. I said we needed a turnaround on Wednesday. We didn't really get it. But yesterday, we did. We're 66-66 with four ties. So, we've won 66 bets out of 136. I am not bothered by that at all. I am going to try to do a lot better with this golf tournament than I have been. So, our outright winner needs, if anyone's near him, needs to go beat him with a golf club, wake him up a little bit. He's 52nd. We also took him for a top five, so he's nowhere near either one. We took Brian Harman, top five. Yeah, he's 75th. Depending on where the cut falls, he may get in for Saturday and Sunday. We've got Cameron Davis in 12th. Troy Merritt, he's getting cut today. Unless he does something outstanding. I don't even know what he would need to do. Put a tracker maybe on his ball that it will lead it directly to the cup. I don't know. He's 135th. And then we've got Doc Redman, who's tied for 52nd. The sad thing is the people we took for the top 10, some of them are in contention. We've got Sung Jae Im, who's 29th. Russell Henley, who's 12th. We've got Doug Gehm, who's 7th. And we've got Ryan Moore, who's 6th. So, I can't believe we didn't put them in the top five. Why did you guys not tell me that? You're letting me down. But we had Siwoom Kim, who withdrew. Check your books. I don't think you have a leg to stand on. Because Siwoom Kim started. Actually played, I think, up to the 6th or 7th hole. So when I talked to my book, they were like, no. They started, so the bet then became active. Stunned. You lost that money. Okay. And I mean, I understood that. But I was kind of hoping. But it just isn't going to happen. You might get a really nice book, or if you're a big, huge loyalty player, maybe. I don't know. I don't think you're gonna be able to get them to take that off. I don't know. I just don't. But you can always see if you can. Let's get started with today's game. So, let's start first with baseball. There is no NBA tonight. There is no hockey tonight. So, we've got Major League Baseball. This is what the rest of the summer's looking like until football. Okay? At 2:20, we've got St. Louis at the Chicago Cubs. Guys, I'm going with St. Louis on the money line at plus 148. I don't think that they have been looking bad over the last 2 to 3 weeks. And I just want them to gel, play hard this game, and I'm taking them on the money line. There's not an over-under number out as of yet. You guys know I record these early in the morning so that you guys can get them before work or before you start doing anything. So I don't have an over-under number yet. 7:05, we've got the Chicago White Sox at Baltimore. Guys, you know how I feel about Baltimore. I can't believe I bet them the other day. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking that I'm losing constantly in baseball. So maybe I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm just going to pick all the side teams. Where that was the day I picked Baltimore and Seattle on the same day. I looked back at that and I was like, I know that you're having sinus and allergy issues, but there is no way you should have ever did that. But definitely not doing it today. We're taking the Chicago White Sox on the money line. Yes, we're going to pay a little bit of juice on that at minus 145. We're also taking the under 10.5 runs at minus 115. Then we've got Atlanta going down to Miami. Guys, like I told you, Miami's kind of been hit or miss. They haven't been looking bad. I think they're going to be one of the teams that's going to kind of regret that the All-Star break's coming. Because they're going to go away from each other, relax, get healed up. That'll be good for them. But they need that playing all the time to get gelled, get together, and really become a team. I'm still picking Miami today, though, on the money line at plus 115. And I think this game stays under 7.5 at minus 110. I know this game is at 7:10. But guys, the humidity down there has been unreal since that tropical storm. Elsa, my 4-year-old niece, has been driving me crazy. Wondering how Elsa from Frozen can create a tropical storm. But anyway, I do think this is a low-scoring game. I think they've been playing for 3-4 days straight, and the humidity and heat and just being tired gets to both of them, so they stay under. 7-10, we've got Philadelphia at Boston. I'm sticking with Boston. I am taking them on the run line at -1.5 runs at +135, meaning they got to beat Philadelphia by 2 or more. And, guys, I just think this is a hit-a-thon. The pitchers, they're just not striking anybody out. They're really not, I'm just going to say it, they're hanging the ball a lot. They're not getting the ball down low and causing a lot of flyouts. So I think this one goes over the 11 runs at -105. The third game at 7-10 is Toronto at Tampa Bay. Guys, I'm going with Toronto. I got mad at Tampa Bay probably the last 2 out of 3 games, and I'm mad. So we're going to go with Toronto on the money line at +114 to win the game. But because they're playing at Tropicana, and it's so tricky, and I don't know why, it's a cookie-cutter baseball field. It's a dome. I don't understand why so many people have problems hitting down here. Of course, I've not walked on the field and tried to hit, so I can't really talk, but I think they stay under 9 at -120 with Tropicana still giving people fits, including their own team. Last game at 7-10 is Kansas City at Cleveland. I'm sticking with Cleveland. I think we've been on Cleveland the last 3 out of 5 games, I think. They haven't been looking bad. Even when they're losing, not looking bad. I'm going to take them on the money line with a little bit of juice at -140. And then I think both of these teams under 9.5 at -105. I think these teams are below average, and they just want All-Star break to come. And I think a lot of teams are kind of getting to that point, and I just think you're going to see a lot of sluggish play into this weekend and possibly, I guess, next week. 8:05, we've got one game, Oakland at Texas. I talked about Texas yesterday. I'm really kind of getting excited. They're starting to play like they were at the beginning of the season. I do not know what's wrong with Oakland A's. Have no clue. They can't be consistent right now if it, you know, depended on saving their own lives. So we're going to take Texas money line +120. And I think both these teams hit the ball fairly well. We go over 9 at -105. Texas has been covering the over pretty well this year, and I kind of hope that continues. We got 3 games at 8-10. The first one being up is Cincinnati at Milwaukee. Guys, I'm telling you, I think the whole city of Milwaukee is down. I really think these two teams are almost at a pick'em situation. When I look to bet them on 3 out of 4 of the sports books, both of them were sitting at -110 for the money line. And so I am going with Cincinnati, money line, -110. And then I think they also, under 9, we're going to go -120. Second game at 8-10, Detroit at Minnesota. I think the Twins take this one wholeheartedly on the run line, -105 at, or -1.5, sorry, runs at -115. And I think they go over 9.5 runs at -105. Last game at 8:10 is the Yankees versus Houston. I talked a little bit about this yesterday with it being a quandary. The Yankees are up and down. I thought Houston was going to look good. They're up and down. They seem to play better at home, though. So with them being at home, I'm going to take them on the money line at -125. There was no over and under numbers posted yet for this game. So then at 10:10, we've got Colorado at San Diego. I told you guys, I think it was the day before yesterday, that I was fading San Diego for a little while. They have been making me mad, stupid errors. They had a game last week. The outfielders got messed up and didn't call the ball. That's something you learn when you're 6 or 7 years old. You have to call the ball or you're going to run into someone. And so I've been fading San Diego and I'm going to continue to do that. I'm taking Colorado on the reverse run line at +1.5 runs. And I'm taking that at -110. I actually think Colorado's going to win. But I wanted that cushion that if San Diego won, they had to beat them by 2 or more. So I think they stay under 8. Colorado, away from home, they usually don't put up big numbers. And I can't trust San Diego to put up big numbers. So I say they stay under 8 at -105. At 10:10, we've got the LA Angels versus Seattle. I weighed this one. Because I was looking back through records. I was looking through stuff. And that's how I found out. Oh, you big idiot. You bet Seattle and Baltimore same exact day. You had to been taking too much sinus medicine. But I kept going back and forth and back and forth. Guys, the Angels have been awful here recently. And when they're away, they're worse. And I can't help it. I think this may be a high-scoring game. Seattle actually likes it when they get to hit the ball from, you know, an average pitcher or below average pitcher. I'm going to take Seattle. Now, I may smack myself later. You guys may smack me around tomorrow. But I'm going to take them on the money line just for them to win at +110. And I think both these teams combined over 8.5 runs at -115. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. Surely, Sam, you are not betting on soccer. Earlier this week, you were 0-6. And yesterday, you were 1-3. Please tell me you're not betting soccer. Guys, I wish I could. I mean, I do. I really wish I could. But I can't. I'm betting soccer. I'm only betting one game. And I hear you, little smart alecks. Because I heard one of you say out there, it's because there's only one game. Well, I can't help it. There is only one game. But Columbus is taking on FC Cincinnati. Columbus is reeling still. They had a pretty decent team, but they had a death in their soccer family. And I'm sure a lot of you that follow soccer already knew that. So I'm shocked they did not postpone this game. But I'm going to take Cincinnati on the money line at +127. Now, both of these teams are plus numbers. I think Columbus is +198, or it was when I bet. But I'm taking Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I feel like, is the better team. And then you add to just the whole Columbus area, the city. It's not a big city. A lot of people, everybody knows each other and stuff. I just think Cincinnati beats them. I'm going to go over 2.5 goals, just like I usually do, at +105. And I hope this is a good game for all around. Please, don't let it be a tie, soccer gods. Please. So you've got 24 picks today. And I meant what I said. Guys, this is going to be how the rest of July, probably the first 2 weeks of 3 weeks of August is going to be, just because NBA and hockey are getting ready to end. The light at the tunnel is that we're getting football. And halfway, we're getting the Olympics, but I'm sure all of you saw yesterday, Japan went into a state of emergency, specifically Tokyo, where the Olympics are being held. And so with that state of emergency, no fans now can attend the Olympics. Remember, we were talking last week or week before that you could go up to 50% capacity or 10,000 people, whichever one was greater. Now, no one. So, really hard blow for a lot of the Olympic athletes. Their parents aren't going to be able to see them, their friends, their family. They're going to have to lean on their teammates, and for some of them that are rivals, it's hard. But their dream, man, I can't imagine for 20 years dreaming, I am going to the Olympics, I'm going to win a gold medal. You actually do it. They play your national anthem, and there's no one in the crowd. It's just you singing your national anthem. Sad, sad, sad. Anyway, 24 picks. Bet responsibly, guys. Don't bet any more than you can afford. If you yourself feel like you have a gambling problem, or anyone close to you feels like you have a gambling problem, pick up the phone. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not gambling. Gambler. And yes, they're 24/7. You guys answer their questions honestly, because how you answer them will determine what kind of referral they will make to someone in your area to give you the help, the guidance, support that you need personally. No, they don't follow you around and spy on you and drag you out of the casino every time you walk in. Some of you may need that, but they don't do that. Don't be scared of them. Answer their questions honestly. Please. All of you, I wish the best of luck on anything you're watching. You're playing, since there's not many games to bet on and to stay home and watch. or that you're betting on tonight. I wish you the best of luck. Hope you win. Except if you're betting against me, I'm turning it around today and tomorrow. So, I will be talking to you guys soon. And I'll see you down the road.